السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته and welcome to حزب التحرير's English podcast press release. Only the Khilafah state will bring justice to the Muslim women who lost their relatives in attack by massacre by the Thai police and military. The 25th of October 2024 marked the 20th anniversary that recalls the horrific massacre carried out upon the Pattani Muslim men in southern Thailand by the criminal Thai police and military. The Thakbai massacre occurred during the holy month of Ramadan on October 25, 2004, in which multiple units from the Thai army alongside the local police dispersed thousands of protesting Muslim men, women, and children outside the Thakbai police station in southern Thailand following the unjust arrests of several innocent community men. If the shooting of seven civilian protesters by police officers wasn't criminal enough, the army proceeded to systematically round up and handcuff over 1,300 protesting men after separating them from the women and children. The men's hands were tied behind their backs as they were kicked and beaten onto the military trucks. The barbarity of stacking 50 fasting men per truck, five piles high upon each other, caused 78 men to suffocate or be crushed to death as 26 military trucks drove the Muslims as they pleaded and begged for their lives. 150 kilometers away to the Inkayu Thorbihan army camp. For 20 painful years, Muslim women in Thailand have persistently sought justice from successive Thai governments for the brutal killing of their male family members, waiting to have the criminal officers responsible persecuted. Yet, despite their lengthy campaigns in seeking justice, all they received one day prior to the judicial case being permanently closed was a pathetic apology from Prime Minister Paetongtarn Shinawatra, the daughter of Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawatra, who was criminally responsible for the killings which occurred when his government was in power in 2004. For the past two decades, Muslim women and children in southern Thailand have not only had to live with the pain, suffering, and injustices caused by the Thakbai massacre, but they also have had to live under a constant emergency decree enacted by the Thai government in 2005 that sees quote-unquote competent officials enforce martial law and an internal security act, which when implemented, directly discriminates, incarcerates, tortures, and even kills men, women, and children who are not even suspected of having committed a criminal offense. The anger that boils in the hearts and minds of Muslims in southern Thailand as a direct result of the injustices and forced assimilation policies they face from the Thai government cannot be relieved by working for a separate nationalist entity from the discriminating and unjust state of Thailand by creating an independent homeland for Malay Pattani Muslims. We need to recognize that it was the British colonizers who drew up these nation-state borders that are nothing but artificial lines on a map and were created as part of their colonial policy of divide and rule. In the case of southern Thailand, there is no distinction between the Islamic beliefs and cultural practices upheld and practiced by the Pattani Muslims and their fellow Muslims over the border in Malaysia or Indonesia for that matter. Furthermore, concerning nationalistic aspirations, imitated and taken from the West, the Prophet ﷺ said regarding nationalism, "Daruha fa innaha muntina," leave it is rotten, and "Laysa minna man da'a ila asabiyya, wa laysa minna man qatala ala asabiyya, wa laysa minna man mata ala asabiyya." He is not one of us who calls to asabiyya, tribalism or nationalism, fights for the sake of Asabiyya, or dies following the way of Asabiyya. The only political and spiritual project that will not only provide the justice of Islam to Pattani Muslims in southern Thailand, but to all Muslims living in Southeast Asia region in the Philippines, Malaysia, and Indonesia, and indeed across the world, is the Khilafah Rashida state. The Khilafah, based on the method of the Prophethood, will be the upholder of Islamic justice, the true guardian and shield of the Ummah, and will remove the false nationalistic borders that divide the Muslims and ultimately unite all our lands under one banner and under the shade of one ruler. It will also defend the sanctities of the Muslims and offer them sanctuary and provide them with all their needs, regardless of their race, ethnicity, or land of origin, for this is the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet ﷺ said, "Innamal imamul junna يقاتل من ورائه ويتقى به. The Imam Khilafa is a guardian and he is responsible for his subjects. Women section in the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir.